Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, it's just been revealed by the European Commission that the Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and Donald Trump had a good exchange on Sunday. So they had a telephone call, which we've just heard about. They're not really telling us anything about what was said on that call. They're saying, we want to reach a deal with the United States, we want to avoid tariffs, we believe they cause pain, etc. But no detail on the nitty-gritty of that phone call, which is what we really want to hear. And maybe the Americans will tell us more about that call that they had yesterday when they start talking a little bit later on in the day. Now, Ireland might be gearing up for a heat wave this week. Met Éireann's latest forecast hints at an upcoming spell of sizzling dry conditions. Well, with more on this, I'm joined by Cathal Nolan, who's a meteorologist and founder of the Irish Weather Channel. So, Cathal, what can we expect?
Well, I suppose, Claire, over the course of the next couple of days, we will see a gradual improvement in our conditions. We expect to see an area of high pressure initially situated to the southwest of the country, an extension of the Azores High, becoming that little bit more prevalent in our weather forecast over the course of the week. And with that, bringing with it plenty of dry, settled conditions. And temperatures are expected to be on the rise as well, especially so from midweek, certainly true until at least Friday. Into the weekend is still a little bit of uncertainty. But for example, temperatures on Thursday and Friday, they're expected to get up in some parts of the country to 26, 27, possibly even a 28 degrees Celsius on Friday.
So great weather for us here. How are things looking in Europe for those who are heading off?
I suppose across Europe at the moment, we have seen that the heat wave conditions that we spoke about last week, with temperatures up to the mid-40s in some locations, that has eased somewhat over the course of the weekend. And certainly so this week, across much of Central Europe, we have cooler conditions here. But still, in parts of Spain and Portugal, we have temperatures again into the high 30s at the moment, and also across into parts of Italy in the southeastern Med. So, for example, through the Balkans and then through much of Greece into Turkey here. Still exceptionally hot conditions. And one of the key figures that I've seen as well over the past number of days is that the sea surface temperatures around the Balearic Islands, for example, are up at around about 30 degrees Celsius. That's about 6 degrees Celsius above average. So marine heat wave conditions here. And of course, if we cast our minds back to the tragic events in Valencia of last year, one of the key factors behind that was the sea surface temperatures being so much above average in the Mediterranean. So certainly something to keep in mind later on in the season as they head towards the autumn.
All right, but the main news for us here is that it is going to be a very good week. Cathal, thank you very much for being with us.